This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A federal judge told the U.S. Forest Service that a plan to kill rainbow trout and replace them with native Yellowstone cutthroat trout along a 45-mile stretch of waterways in the Absaroka Beartooth Wilderness violates federal law. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy granted summary judgment in favor of the conservation group Wilderness Watch, which sued the Forest Service in 2023, alleging the agency's plan violated several provisions of the Wilderness Act. Judge Malloy wrote in his decision, "The Wilderness Act is not simply a procedural hurdle that can be overcome by considering all the relevant factors that bear on wilderness character. To the contrary, the Act dictates the outcome. Wilderness areas shall be administered for the use and enjoyment of the American people in such manner as will leave them unimpaired for future use and enjoyment as wilderness." The Buffalo Creek Project was a partnership between the Forest Service, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, and Yellowstone National Park, and would have involved 46 stream miles and 11 surface acres of a lake in the wilderness area to the north of Yellowstone National Park. The project's goal was to remove populations of non-native rainbow trout from the system, which the state had introduced nearly a century ago, and replace them with Yellowstone cutthroat trout. Under the plan approved by the Forest Service, crews would be allowed to build multiple remote field camps, use helicopters to deliver thousands of pounds of gear and the fish poison rotenone into the wilderness, to build and use a radio repeater in the wilderness, put fish barriers at Hidden Lake, and use the rotenone for up to 5 years in the creek drainage and on wetlands. Up to 60 days of motorized use and up to 81 aircraft landings also were approved as part of the plan, which the Forest Service cited as necessary due to the remoteness of the area. Wilderness Watch, a Missoula-based conservation nonprofit organization, said that cutthroat trout are also not native to the upper parts of the drainage, and the use of fish poison, helicopters, and motorized equipment posed clear violations of the Wilderness Act. Wilderness Watch, in their lawsuit, said the project unlawfully elevates managers' desired outcomes above the Wilderness Act's untrammeled mandate, saying the plan authorized a stunning amount of intensive motorized and mechanical intrusions that are normally prohibited activities in designated wilderness areas. Wilderness Watch also argued that the decision to swap out fish species was selected because of the downstream benefits for fisheries and recreation outside the wilderness boundary. Judge Malloy also wrote in his decision that Wilderness Watch correctly argued that the Forest Service failed to consider the fish stocking portion of its plan separately from the work to poison and remove the rainbow trout, and the potential impact on the wilderness. Malloy ultimately determined that the Forest Service's plan ran counter to the protections of the Wilderness Act. Judge Malloy said, "Recognizing the incredible impacts these prohibited activities would have on the wilderness area, the Forest Service determined in its minimum requirements decision guide that the project would have an overall negative impact on wilderness character. But the agency concluded that the project complied with the Wilderness Act anyway. Because that decision runs counter to the evidence before the agency, it is arbitrary and capricious." One of the nation's longest college football rivalries continues this Saturday with the Bobcat Grizzly football game, Montana State University versus the University of Montana. The game alternates locations each year, and this year will be played in Missoula. Kickoff is at high noon on Saturday. The game will be broadcast on Scripps Networks and on ESPN+. There are Cat Grizz watch parties across the nation, with more than 10,000 MSU and UM alumni expected to gather at more than 90 locations to watch the Brawl of the Wild. A complete list of watch parties hosted by the MSU Alumni Foundation can be found at msuaf.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.